You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
It's Free For All Friday. Good Friday to have you here. If you want to get in touch with us, go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a line. Just looking at some notes here, making sure we got everything right. Is there a guest there, Nathan? All right, so we're going to pass on that one. Coming up today, Heather Nauert, former Fox News reporter and anchor. We expect sometime this morning for it to be announced that she will be the new ambassador to the United Nations. Heather Nauert, who we interviewed most recently, I believe in February of this year. And she's got big shoes to fill. I mean, look at how well Nikki Haley did as the ambassador to the United Nations. She was sharp, on point. Willing to tell the Chinese, the Russians, anyone really, exactly where they stood and exactly where we stood and how we were going to handle things. So I believe Heather Nauert has some big shoes to fill. Now, her name has been paraded around for a while, since October and November. But no official announcement had been made yet. Now, Nikki Haley surprised everyone in October when she said, you know, I'm going to step down now. It's time for me to go. Said she was a big believer in term limits. And when pressed about whether she would run for president in 2020, she said, no, I'll be campaigning for Donald Trump, which shut down the drive-through media for a period of time, but not completely, but shut them down for a period of time. So look for Heather Nauert to be announced as the new ambassador to the United Nations. Again, that should happen sometime today. And, you know, she's got a pretty strong background. She is the current spokeswoman for the State Department, worked in Fox News, and so she has a good command of the camera, which is important in this current environment, of course. Now, here's something you didn't see coming. The Boston Globe's editorial board Thursday panned a potential presidential run by Senator Elizabeth Warren, saying she would be a divisive figure when Democrats need to present a united front against President Donald Trump. Now, this is interesting because in 2016, they said she should run. Now you've got Biden, Bernie, and Beto. Those are your top three. Plus, you've got Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Kamala Harris of California, even though her top aide has been kicked out of the program for settling $400,000 for a sexual harassment suit, so problems for Kamala Harris. And Cory Booker, I don't think we can have a guy in tights be the president, but maybe. Now, in part, here's what the Boston Globe wrote. A Warren candidacy, while likely to energize certain elements of the party's progressive wing, runs the risk of being mired in controversy over her claims of Native American ancestry. As you recall, back in October, she released the results of this DNA test that showed she had no Native American ancestry and claimed that it showed that she had Native American ancestry. I mean, any one of us can be one part in a thousand of anything. Complete nonsense. And here's another part of the editorial board's op-ed from yesterday. In 2015, this editorial board urged Warren to run, in part because of the lack of serious competition against Hillary Clinton. Clearing the decks for Clinton didn't exactly end well for Democrats, did it? Warren missed her moment in 2016, and there's reason to be skeptical of her prospective candidacy in 2020. While Warren coasted to re-election in November, she won with fewer votes and a smaller margin than the re-election of Governor Charlie Baker, the state's Republican governor, in an otherwise completely blue Democratic stronghold. There are warning signs from the voters who know her best. But she continues to fuel speculation that she's going to run, telling voters at a town hall in September that she would think about running after the midterms. However, The Globe cited Deval Patrick, the former Massachusetts governor who announced Thursday he would not run for president, as an example. It says Warren should follow to scrap a possible run. Politicians who explore or consider presidential campaigns set in motion a machine that can be hard to stop. Patrick did, and as to his credit, said the Boston Globe, there's no shame in testing the waters and deciding to stay on the beach. You know, and Elizabeth Warren isn't going to bring much to the table anyhow, although I encourage her to run. I encourage her to run. I encourage her to go to Iowa, because that's what people do this time of the campaign season. They go to Iowa, they shake hands, like Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bloomberg, and the others that are journeying to Iowa in the dead of winter, to try to get the votes from Iowa, to try to pander to those that make ethanol and whatever else it takes to talk to those that are growing corn and living in a state that, for the most part, would be completely ignored by Democrats if not for the fact that it's first. If the Iowa caucuses weren't first, these Democrats wouldn't care. These are the same Democrats that say we should end the Electoral College, which would effectively eliminate Iowa as any sort of a factor in a presidential election. That's what they'd like to have happen. If you finish in the top three coming out of Iowa, there's always the likelihood you can be the nominee for the party. And that's the way it is. You got to be in the top three coming out of Iowa, and then you can be, well, you can be in the hunt, as it were. And so who do you think it's going to be? Michael Bloomberg? Tom Steyer? Bernie Sanders? Joe Biden? Beto O'Rourke? A lot to choose from, a lot to consider, and a big field to look at, that's for sure. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. And by the way, if you want a chance to win a brand new Wolverine water system worth up to $4,000, go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Wolverine button right there, the Wolverine contest button. You might win a brand new $4,000 system for Christmas. You could be the one. You, yes, you, sir. It's the Steve Gruber Show.